Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Phishing, Hacked Online and What to Do. Whether your interest with the internet and the World Wide Web is personal or professional, it can be argued that, in our times, they are as essential as water. With these technologies, we can be more, do more, and reach further. More and more of our lives now take place in the mediums of these technologies. Due to the great utility of these technologies, they attract both the good and the bad. They come with a lot of risks for the individual, and more so for the business. This is why, as an internet user, each one of us must be vigilant, to avoid being victimized by agents with malicious intentions online. A few weeks ago, I was exposed to a phishing attack on Facebook and was almost hacked. Phishing is the subject matter of this blog post. I will discuss what type of attack it is in detail, how to avoid becoming the victim of this type of cyber attack, and what to do in the event that it happens to you. Awareness is important. The internet is rife with risks for every user. Unfortunately, people get on this platform without educating themselves on the risks. I believe it is crucial that everyone educates themselves on the dangers they are potentially exposed to, whilst online. Like with crime in the real world, you are, for the most part, oblivious to the risks, until it happens to you. The internet is prevalent with malicious agents, some of whom will compromise the security of others online, just for the props or the kicks. To get a certain reputation, or just to watch others squirm, whilst other agents do it for financial gain. I previously visited the issues of security online in the blog post titled, Security and Safety Risks on the Web, and also in the post titled, Prioritizing Website Security. The former post referenced here, dealt with security online in general, whilst the latter was more focused on businesses with a website. The Facebook close call. A few weeks ago, I got a message on Facebook Messenger. The message said, "This looks like you, Barnett." It had a face with tears of joy emoji, and a link. The message apparently came from a good friend of mine. Naturally, I was interested to see what my friend was inviting me to see. I clicked the link, which took me to what looked like a Facebook page, in my browser. At the moment, I was not aware that the link did not actually take me to Facebook, but instead took me to a clone of the Facebook login page which required me to log in. I used Bitwarden as my password manager, and the software warned me that there was something fishy, that this website was likely not what it claimed to be. I was, however, distracted, for some reason, and I logged in anyway despite the warning. It was only after I logged in that I realized that I had been exposed. As soon as I realized this, my heart started racing and I went into overdrive, securing my Facebook account. You see, I use my Facebook account for business, including to run ads, and cannot afford to have it hacked, or compromised in any way. What the heck is phishing? What I had experienced was a classical phishing cyber attack. But what exactly is it? Below is a definition from Microsoft. Phishing, pronounced phishing, is an attack that attempts to steal your money or your identity by getting you to reveal personal information, such as credit card numbers, bank information, or passwords, on websites that pretend to be legitimate. Cybercriminals typically pretend to be reputable companies, friends, or acquaintances, in a fake message, which contains a link to a phishing website. As you can see, I was almost the victim of a classical phishing attack. Being someone in tech, this is something I should have picked up, as to what was going on, pretty quickly. However, like I said, I was distracted, and they almost got me. Let us review how the attack was orchestrated. First, they used someone familiar to me, to send me the link in Facebook Messenger. This meant that I would be more open to following the link that was provided in the message, and proceed to log in on the fake website, because my guard would be down, since I would assume my friend is a trusted source. Second, they made the login page seem legitimate, and it looked just like the Facebook login page. The fake page was designed such that I would most likely log in without giving it much thought. Third, once I logged into the fake Facebook page, I essentially gave them my username and password for Facebook. Fourth, they could then use the credentials I just provided to log into my real Facebook account and do whatever they want with it. This is where I realized I had been compromised, and took measures to secure my account before they could act, and nothing malicious happened. What hackers can do in a phishing attack is widely varied, and dependent on the account in question. You may lose your reputation or even hard cash in the process. For Facebook specifically, they can send messages and make posts that contain pornography, for instance, and they will use your Facebook account to send the phishing links to other Facebook users, whilst pretending to be you, thereby perpetuating the attack. What to do to be safe and when compromised? Phishing attacks can happen anywhere where you receive communications and have the ability to click links. This can be anything from email, to SMS, to WhatsApp. Phishing is a type of social engineering attack where the hackers do not do anything technical to your account in the attack, but trick you into freely giving them the information they want in order to compromise your security. You literally give them the keys to the castle. Vigilance is therefore the single most important line of defense. When you click links contained within messages, be vigilant to check where the link is taking you. You can do this by checking the URL in your web browser address bar to make sure that you are going to the right website. Unless you are sure of the source of the link that requires you to log in, it is better to visit the website concerned yourself by either typing the address in the address bar of your browser or doing a Google search and then logging in. After logging into the site yourself, you can then click the link in the message, and if the link is legitimate, you should not be asked to log into the website again to view it. Once you realize that you have given your login credentials to a fake website or notice irregularities that indicate you have been hacked through a phishing attack, act quickly by taking the following steps. Immediately change your password. Website accounts have password recovery mechanisms that will require you to use either your email or cell number to change the password. It is unlikely that the hackers will have access to these as well, so the attack may not be fatal. Immediately contact the company for the website on which your security has been compromised to let them know of the situation, especially if your bank is involved. Review your activity on the website and remove any content that has been added by the malicious agent. Let the people you interact with on the website know that you were recently compromised and that anything they might have seen that was offensive did not come from you. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.